Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and also iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's a Dark Mark show, and I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and I made the mistake that I made last week and put too much makeup on, and it's hot, and it's sweating. It's getting in my eyes. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be seeing me blinking and crying a lot, but that's okay, because we've got a great show tonight. As always, my co-host, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Six.
Hello. Good to see everyone tonight.
You know, Nicole, you've written about vampires and witches and all sorts of crazy, scary things. You've never written about clowns, as far as I know.
I haven't. The closest I've gotten to clowns was the circus scene in our screenplay.
Right.
That's the closest I've
gotten. Yes, and I'm embellishing on that, but I'm not going to rip off anything that these artists have done for us. We have a very good show. One of our guests has been on many a time, and we love her. And a new guest, and he's actually the writer-director of the cult movie Clown Motel and the upcoming soon-to-be cult movie Clown Motel 2, writer, director, actor, producer, just about everything, Joseph Kelly.
Hi, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, guys.
And Joseph's in his car, so this is going to be, hopefully he doesn't crash into a clown on the show. And now I just watched Clown Motel on my favorite streaming platform, Tubi, and it was really good, but I know what it was missing, and I think Clown Motel 2, it was missing Lillian Sin. That's what it was missing. Our friend Lillian. It was a great movie, except where was Lillian? And the great thing is you're wise enough to have cast her in Clown Motel 2. Here she is, our friend Lillian.
Woo!
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Lillian. It's been far too long. It's been far too long since I've seen you in person. I know I've seen you on Zoom a couple times. How are you?
I'm holding in there.
Yeah.
Holding in there.
Good. Make sure you speak loud during the show so that it picks it up, because it does the and I know you're so shy, but it does the whole picks up the voice. Anyway, before we get started, Audible not only carries our podcast now, so you can subscribe on Audible real easy, but if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, audibletrial.com/DMS for the Dark Mark Show, you get a free book and access to hundreds of Audible originals, and they've got everything. They've got horror books. They've got books on clowns. They've got books on motels. They got books on everything. Everything from Shakespeare to smut. Nicole, do you have a recommendation this week or no?
No.
Well,
I'll know when I have another recommendation.
Well, you know, I know you're a Stephen King fan, so I know they have Dr. Sleep. They have Pet Sematary. They have all the classics on there.
Yes.
So get yourself a Stephen King book. I wouldn't be surprised if they have Clown Erotica on there, because it is Audible. They've got everything on there, so everything from Shakespeare to smut. So go to Audible. And Nicole and I went to our favorite restaurant, Doomy's Home Cooking, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
One of the 10 best nachos in L.A. That's the only one without meat.
And it's a big portion, too.
Yes, I had half of it. It was left over. And I don't know what they make the cheese of, if it's almond milk or something, but it's by the way, this is a vegan restaurant, the best vegan food you ever had. I didn't mention that because if you brought somebody there, they would never know. I ordered the shrimp po' boy. It was delicious. Go to 1253 Vine Street, or if you're in LA, if you're in Hollywood, 1253 Vine Street, there's a restaurant in Culver City and there's a restaurant in Toronto, Canada. So get the best vegan food you ever had. And of course, our newest sponsor, I think I'm going to need a can of this. This is actually my last can. I've got another shipment coming. This is Raise Energy Drinks, the best energy drink there is. Lillian, you drink energy drinks, right?
I like energy drinks.
Oh, you'll love this. This is the best. I've tried them all. I've had every energy drink you can think of. I had Steven Seagal's energy drink. I had the energy drink that Horny Goatweed. I tried them all. All the bulls, all the rock stars, all the monsters. This is the best. And this is such a hidden gem, because you can't get this at supermarkets or 7-Elevens. They do have it at gyms. They do have it at GNCs, but don't pay that inflated price. Go to the description of the show, either on our podcast catchers or on YouTube. You get 15% off a case of Raise. The best thing about this, zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. This is Baja lime flavored. It tastes just like Baja Blast at Taco Bell, but zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash.
That is that's still evil.
Yeah, get 50% off a case. Use my code. It's in the description of the show. And is there a trendy moment this week, Nicole, or no?
No, I don't have anything for you, Mark.
Okay, well, next week we'll have a trendy moment. So, Joseph, we'll start with you since you are in park. So we'll start with you.
Okay, sure.
Now, I just watched the original Clown Motel. Now, have you always been scared of clowns? Is this something that comes from your personal fear?
No, not clowns. Always start in horror, you know that, since middle school, high school. I'm going to branch off soon, but, you know, we did everything from serial killers and what was next, you know, Clown Motel. 2015, we found out, you know, the scariest motel in America, and no one's surprisingly done a movie there. They did Ghostbusters or Ghost Hunters.
Right.
But, just came up with the story from there.
Yeah, I don't. Nicole, have you ever been to the Clown Motel?
I haven't. No, I have not.
So I've driven through Tonopah, and I did not stay at the Clown Motel, but I did see it. It's right next to a graveyard.
I would probably pass on the Clown Motel.
Are you scared of clowns, Nicole? Seriously?
Yeah. I'm not. Not at all. But
you
just
wouldn't stay overnight at a Clown Motel.
I think the movie is probably awesome. Like, I was looking into it myself. I like every horror movie. There's no such thing as bad horror, because even bad horror is still good. So I think it looked amazing.
You're very generous, Nicole. I've seen some bad horror. I'm trying to think of something right off the top of my head that really, when the Friday the 13th started getting to the double digits, that wasn't that great. But Joseph, you. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Lillian. Go right ahead.
Don't be down on my man, Jason. Come on now.
Well, since I mentioned it, I might as well get out of the way. The star of the movie Clown Motel, one of the clowns, who I think is in Clown Motel 2, is the original Jason from the first Friday the 13th. Ari, what's his last
Ari
name?
Lehman?
Joseph.
Ari Lehman?
Ari Lehman was the kid that jumped out of the water at the end of Friday the 13th. And he's all grown up.
Yeah.
And he's a clown.
He's a clown.
I think he gives the best performance in the first movie. I think especially when he starts yelling about respecting testicles.
Respect the testicles.
Yes.
How
did you get Ari?
Mutual friend, I believe it was Sean Jones, doing a movie, and I found out about him too. And this was in 2016, so I hit him up. Then we had Tony Moran from Halloween, Michael Myers. I met him at a convention with PJ Soul, and so we got Tony attached too. And then we got Martin Cueva from Pirates of the Caribbean. So those are pretty much our three main people for the first movie.
So you got Jason, Michael, and one of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep, and in this one we have Jason, Michael, the Exorcist, Eileen Dietz. There's so many names in this one too, you know. So,
let's go back. This was originally a short, right?
Yeah, we did a short in 2015, and from there we just did a new feature in 2018. It got released in 2019. But pretty much, you know, same concept kind of, but we just made it into a feature, you know, made it bigger, made it, you know, a little more story to it, a little more clown.
Right. And Lillian knows, but I tend to skip around, so I really should have gone really linear with this. But did you just saw it on TV on the Ghost Hunter show and said this would make a great movie, or?
I actually never saw it on Ghost Hunters before I actually saw it. I was just traveling across country and I saw the Clown Motel and I read like articles like a couple, like a year later, you know, Scariest Motel in America. And then from there, I found out that Ghost Hunters just did a show there too. So then I was like, oh, no one did a movie here yet. You know, might as well go to the Clown Motel. I went there for about a week, 2 weeks, and just wrote the whole feature script to start with. And I based it on the town history, the cemetery. And at the cemetery, there was gold miners who actually died in the fire. So I kind of tied that into like the clown's life, a society and all that. And yeah, went from there.
And if anybody's curious, the Holiday Inn in Barstow is the second scariest motel, especially if you go to the bathroom. But I'm surprised it hasn't been done before, but why do you think people are so scared of clowns? It always baffles me because I'm not scared of clowns. I dated a clown. I'm not scared of clowns. Why are people scared of clowns?
That is a good question. I mean, people like horror, maybe 10% are scared, I'm saying. I don't know why. It's different. It's like, why am I scared of spiders? You know, I like snakes, but I don't know. It's all different fears, I guess, phobias. But, you know, then you got clowns. You got, like, It and Terrifier with one clown. Now you got Clown Motel 2 with, you know, at one scene we had, I think, 30, 35 clowns in one scene. So it's going to be pretty intense.
That's awesome.
So Clown Motel 2 is like, it's like It times 30 then.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we got some balloons in it too. And, yeah.
Well, I saw the preview, and one of the scariest clowns is right here, Lillian. Clown Motel 2. Now, before we get to you, Lillian, how did you find out about Lillian and what made her so perfect for this, for Clown Motel 2?
We were mutual friends on Facebook and stuff. And, you know, I saw she's trying to get into acting, and she actually lived and worked in Lancaster where we're actually going to film the big opening scene a couple weeks ago. So, you know, it was kind of perfect. And she helped us out with one of the locations, and she showed me some of her work before her clown, her fire. And I thought, you know, it was pretty freaky. So, yeah, we brought her on board. She did great, got a few lines, helped with the death. And yeah, that'll be the first opening scene for the movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now Lillian, as I told you before the show, Nicole's been wanting to chat with you since we made the co-host switch. But it's great that he found you on Facebook, because that's hard to do. You keep getting taken down on all social media.
It's awesome. Believe it or not, that's actually how I spent a lot of my current roles in films, is on Facebook through mutual friends. And it's been amazing. I've been very, very thankful. Very thankful to Joe for hooking me up with Clown Motel 2. I get to be in with a film with two of my favorite people. He's been awesome. And he's also helping me with a couple other films. And he's just been a great director and awesome to work with. I look forward to working with him much more in the future.
Now, are you scared of clowns?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, if you remember, Mortis has a persona that he has called Zippy.
Yeah, so, but that's kinda Mortis. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, I've always had a thing.
That's it.
I've had a thing for clowns since I was a little girl. Okay.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, really? Now you tell me. Okay. I would have grabbed the big boots and the rubber nose, but I would have known. Have you really had a thing for clowns?
I've had a thing for clowns, serial killers. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's a Gacy thing?
Deeper than that.
Okay.
The more fucked up and psychotic they are.
Okay, well that makes sense. But what I was saying is, and we were talking about this before the show, you keep getting banned on social media. Are you too sexy for social media? Is that what this is?
I don't know what I do.
every week I get a friend request from you saying, oh, they took me down, join me at this one. We're friends on Facebook like five times over.
Yeah. I can't help it. I'm popular.
Yeah, but you're not five people. I know your real name now. I know all sorts of stuff.
It's for each personality.
Oh, okay, well then I guess I got 10 more friend requests to go.
That makes sense.
But had you ever been to the Clown Motel before, Lillian?
Unfortunately, I have not. I'm looking forward to going soon and checking it out myself.
Oh, so you've never gone? You've never gone?
I have not. I want to go. No, not yet.
Well, man, we got to have a whole camping trip. You, me, Nicole. We get Hannah. We'll get everybody. Mortis, the whole thing. We'll go out. Because Nicole was saying, she's like, you say you won't stay there, but you would drive by and look at it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's creepy and kind of cool. I just don't. I am an aesthetic person, so I'm a little bit bougie when I travel. Like, I kind of like nice hotels. If they're haunted, that's cool. But I don't go out of my way to stay at seedy motels, even if I write about them.
Well, yeah. It's I don't know how I've never been, so I don't know how seedy. How seedy is it, Joseph?
Well, to be fair, they actually got new owners about a year, 2 years ago, and they did a total remodel. So the rooms inside are actually pretty nice. They repainted the whole outside. And they do have nice hotels, like the Mizpah, I believe, is a nice hotel that's haunted, too, right nearby, like a couple blocks away. Yeah.
So, because I was going to ask, because when you did the first Clown Motel and the short, it was the old owner. And when I say old, he was like about 80 years old. And he was about ready to get out. And then somebody bought it like a year ago.
That's right. Bob.
Did Bob give you a break on filming
it
there?
About a year ago, did a total remodel. What was that?
I said, did Bob give you a break as far as filming there? Like, you didn't have to pay too much?
Yeah, no, he's pretty cool and stuff. I mean, he actually worked out a better deal than the new owners. Well, it's kind of per se, you know, he took a percentage versus the actual location fee. So, you know, we rented out half the rooms, the small location fee, and I just filmed there for about 4 or 5 days. And then we moved to the gold mines in Boulder City.
Right. Well, I know. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, me and Mark both lived in Colorado for a while.
Right. I think Boulder City, Nevada, though, I think is what you're referring to.
Oh, that's true. I forgot they have a Colorado Boulder City, too.
Yeah. No. Well, Colorado's Boulder, Nevada's Boulder City. And Boulder. I've done a few shows in Boulder City. It's always a good crowd. But I might be doing a show in Tonopah. We were talking about it before the pandemic, but we'll see what happens. I think maybe I should just take up residence at the Clown Motel and start doing shows there. But now the cast slept at the motel, the Classic Clown Motel 1. Did anybody get skeeved out or scared?
No, there's a couple stories and stuff with the cast and stuff. And half the cast did stay there. We did rent a couple Airbnbs, very few over there. But most of us just stayed at the Clown Motel for the hell of it. Some stories about nighttime, the ghosts, the cemeteries, all that. We didn't bring any Ouija boards with us this time. But, you know, maybe next time for the third.
That's okay. That's good news. It sounds like there might be a Clown Motel 3, 4. Just
at least the third one. I don't know if I'm going to do a fourth.
The Clown Motel 8, the Clowns Take Manhattan, all that stuff.
Friday 13th, number 29. Yeah.
Clown Motel 3, Season of the Witch, all of those. But did the locals, was it a big deal? Because Tonopah, I've driven through. I've never been there. Is it like really a small town, or is it, you know?
It's very small. Like if you go either way, there's only one way in, one way out. Go opposite ways. There's no gas station for about an hour and a half, 2 hours either way. Population's about 3,000 people, and I mean the town is probably just a few square miles if you think about it.
Wow.
Pretty small.
Wow.
And did they freak out?
Probably go to that town. Like, those sort of small towns fascinate me. Like, we got one up in Humboldt County called Fortuna that just, like, looks like a movie set. I like small towns.
Oh, yeah, they're very nice. And everyone there was pretty friendly and stuff. We knew the local bar owners over there, so they let us stay up there. And, everyone was great. Local police knew what we were doing. The first time they didn't know what they're doing. So, you know, we were coming out with clowns and guns. So they just had to check on us and make sure we're okay. And yeah, we were.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those prop guns in those small towns.
Yeah, right.
I think Nevada's a right to carry state, so you better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But Lillian, now since you're not scared of clowns, what are you scared of? Is there anything that scares you?
I don't want to say, because if I say what I'm scared of, Joseph will put me in a theme with it.
Okay.
Probably. Tammy is scared of ham.
You're scared of ham?
No.
No, Lillian's a total ham. But Lillian, now what? Let's just say, what is your scariest? What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh shit.
Mine was the Justice League 4-hour cut, but that's just me.
I'll have to be, my favorite occult movie of all time is Ghoulies.
Ghoulies?
Ghoulies.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I never saw it, though. That's good.
Yeah, I really like them. Kind of lost out after, the second or third one, but I think it's time to bring it back and revamp it.
Ghoulies, the Next Generation. Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah.
And what's exciting now, and now on all of your 10 Facebook pages, we keep seeing that not only are you in Clown Motel 2, but you're getting a lot of roles. You're getting a lot of attention around town. Pandemic's over. It's Lillian's time now.
Hopefully. Getting out there.
Yeah. So I take it you want to be acting full time, and you would love to be doing this full time.
That is the goal. Between horror films, sci-fi, thrillers, action. Yeah. PC comedy.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I can see it. As I said, the first time I met you, which was at the Green Jelly Fest. I was like, you know.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm working on getting them back on, but we were there's something about you, and I say this every time you're on, even if Mortis is in the room, I still say this. There's something about you that's so charismatic and so sexy. I can't take my eyes off you. And we're in Hollywood. There's women that are as beautiful as you, but for some reason, when you're in the room, my eyes just go straight to you.
I appreciate that.
I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying that. Joseph, am I wrong? Is there something about Lillian that is captivating and just draws the eye?
Yeah. No, she has a lot of great energy and stuff, and a lot of fun, a lot of, you know, help. She's beautiful, and no, definitely agree.
Beautiful and creepy at the same time, which is a great thing to have together.
And creepy and insane, yeah. We're all insane.
And if you haven't seen it, I direct everybody to YouTube for the Clown Motel 2 trailer, because, yeah, you get just a flash of Lillian being creepy. And I saw that it was great that you're in Clown Motel 2 with our friend who was on the show a couple months ago, Noel Jason Scott, making a great living as a horror actor.
He's awesome.
Yeah, Noel's great. Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Lillian, do you remember working with Noel? You seem to be shocked.
No, it's actually my second or third time I worked with Noel. He's awesome. He's always a sweetheart, always awesome on set. Very, like a kind of like a dad on set. Make sure everybody's taken care of. Make sure everybody's cool and comfortable. And that's the other thing I really loved about working on set with Joe for Clown Motel 2. Everybody's really nice to me. Everybody was making sure I was comfortable because my scene, I'm not covered. So everybody made sure in between scenes I was comfortable and I was, you know, okay with what was going on. I was really, really happy about that and how respectful everybody was. It was awesome.
Now I really got to see Clown Motel 2. But, Joseph, I totally threw me. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, no, this is exactly what it is. And it is so 180 degrees from the dirty thoughts I had in my head. Is that I was reading that your son has a part in Clown Motel 2. Is that right?
So his is actually, it's like a branch off. It's called Clowny. And we're going to film Clowny in the summer.
Please tell me the difference between the two. Stuff.
Yeah, no, Clown Motel is just taking place at the Clown Motel, the clown spirits, all that, attacking the humans. You know, it's like a society versus clown society, human. Going back and forth, and, you know, the clown society is just trying to take over. With Clowny, it's pretty much just, you know, like a clown doll who brings this kid into different dimensions, like dream sequences, and they resemble true life to his life, how it is. And, you know, it's like the Three Little Pigs, Big Bad Wolf, he has to kill the wolf the next day. Oh, where's the dog? You know, because the dog resembles the wolf, you know, so stuff like that. And yeah. So I'll be out next year.
Wow. That sounds really good.
And that's based on your interactions with your son, who I is on the spectrum.
Yeah, my son. Yeah. Never really acted before. We're going to be actually in a Terror Toon 4 with Joe Castro. We're going to be in the last scene to close out the film. So that'll be good. And this will be his first time acting clowny, and he has trouble with speaking per se. So, you know, it's kind of, yeah, different. Yeah. And if you ever played Among the Sleep, I believe it's a video game that kind of resembles that as well. And, yeah.
Well, I was reading the whole story, and I don't know where I read it, but I thought it was very nice of you to do. And it was a heartwarming story for somebody who makes movies about clowns murdering people that, you know, they, you know, I guess this is maybe why you're so because you're really creating a niche for yourself just with the clowns. And I guess the clowns, I mean, in real life, your son responds to clowns? Is that?
He actually doesn't like clowns, I don't think, you know. And yeah, this is something for him. And after Clown Motel 3 and a Clowny, you know, we have different films in mind, like Bandersnatch. I don't know if you ever saw that. So it's like a video game interaction movie. So we're going to split off from clowns, but we'll always go back to horror and stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And you've done some acting yourself. And not too yeah. shabby movies. You were in A Star Is Born. You were in Bumblebee. I mean, that's as big as it gets. How did you get in A Star Is Born?
So A Star Is Born just got cast by the casting director. And it was just a quick, you know, 1-2 day scene. It was like me, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, like 5 other people at 3 a.m. in the morning, and pretty much, you know, just bringing out some band equipment. Almost hit her on her way out to sing her first song. So it was this very small part, but it was great just interacting with them. And with Bumblebee Transformers, I was more behind the scenes as John Cena's stand-in.
You were John Cena's stand-in?
Yeah, yep. And a funny fact, before I got picked by the director, Travis Knight, it actually wasn't the other one, Michael Bay. I totally forgot his name for a second.
Right.
But Travis Knight was the director, and he picked me out to be that. And funny thing is, his brother, John Cena's brother, Steven Cena, was in my second feature film, Bloody Island, with Mindy Robinson, Sean C. Phillips, which will come out this year. But I actually had no relationship. I didn't know he was John Cena's brother at the time that I was casted and all that. So that was pretty, you know, unique and strange. And
that's awesome. That's a great coincidence.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I mean,
that's the for you.
What was that, Logan?
Yeah.
I said that's the universe lining it up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
Right. You'll be tag teaming with the Macho Man pretty soon. But by the way, this is the cue for me to say, which I do every show, Zoom sucks. I hate the delay. I wish we were all in studio together, but this is what it is. I hate it. But what are you going to do? But because no offense, Joseph, you don't look like John Cena.
That's because you could only see my head. No, it's all like.
Are you
that
a pretty
too.
Buff
like
guy?
Wise. Huh?
No, I mean, even if you're a buff guy, that guy's enormous.
Yeah, he's enormous. It's all about standing in stuff and the movement. It's not like a body double, it's just a stand in. So at the time I was casted for that, I was probably about 225. I was probably about an inch taller than he was. So, you know, it was just like, you know, I guess just got lucky and got picked.
Okay. So if you take nothing away from this show, John Cena is short. But
he's
love before you were.
He's not too short.
He's not too short.
I'm like 6'2", 6'3". Yeah.
All right. So he's not that short. All right. I don't want to. Well, actually, I was going to say I don't want John Cena to beat me up, but I actually would. I put that on TikTok and probably make a million. But I liked how blasé you were. You're like, me, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. We were just hanging out. What were you going to say, Lillian? I'm sorry. Here's the Zoom shit again.
I heard John Cena's a huge sweetheart and a big teddy bear.
I'm sure he is. He seems like a nice guy. Joseph, true. you were around him. How is he?
No, he's great overall. I had no problems with him at all. And, very nice to everyone. Not, you know, even people not involved on the set or anything, or just interacting with people outside of the film community, which is great.
Well, I will tell you, if John Cena gives any of the three of you any problems, you come to me and I'll take care of them. Fuck them. But Joseph, I was going to say, Joseph is great. He's like, just hanging around with Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, five other people. We're just hanging out. Like, I would be so nervous myself, but that's just me. I don't know. Maybe. Let me ask you now, because there were so many unanswered questions in Clown Motel 1. Are there any survivors from Clown Motel 1? Because it seemed to me it was kind of, you left some ambiguity there.
Yeah, so you'll see the main actress, you know, she comes back. She unfortunately had to be recast because she's in Canada with COVID and stuff. But Kelly Reeder will be playing her. I know, it sucks. I try to work it out so much and stuff. So unfortunately, you know, the lead actress will come back. And we have a dream sequence, which you guys are first to hear about this, where Shannon, the one with the black wig, comes out. So is it a dream sequence? Is it real? You have to watch out to find out, right?
I can't wait. Now, there's a clown in the Clown Motel that, and I understand, I'm guessing you were probably inspired not just by American Horror Story, but by Freaks. That's kind of a pinheaded sort of clown.
Oh, yep. Yeah, and it was mostly before, I think, even Freaks came out with the Freaks show, but it was the original Freaks, the 1932, I believe it was.
Right.
Me and my producer, Rob Wickman, showed that to me, and I was like, oh, he looks perfect, just like a pinhead.
No. Oh, so it's a real guy that's pinheaded like that.
Yeah, well, no, he had like a good figure. His head was bald and stuff, and we just put on a little ponytail on him, and you know, he did a great impression. And acting-wise, we love him with that. So he did a good job for us. A little hard to work with dialogue-wise, but once you got it, you got it.
Right. Have there been people that auditioned to be a clown that just didn't cut it?
I don't know, really. It's because even if they come and they audition for a clown and stuff and we're like, oh, we don't see you fit, but if you want to come to one of the scenes and just be like one of the featured extra clowns and stuff, you know, a handful of those. The second one, Clown Motel 2, we really didn't have too many auditions because we knew pretty much everyone we wanted, or we just recasted the people we had already.
Right.
So Clown Motel 3 would probably be more opportunities for those.
How big is your clown family? Like, how many clowns do you have in Clown 2, if you can say?
So Clown Motel 2, overall, I think we had overall the whole film, probably about 50 different clowns.
That is
amazing. And casting crew-wise, throughout the whole production, even post-production, pre-production, it's probably about 125 people. So it's a, you know, pretty big setup.
So if people are scared of clowns, they're going to be really scared.
Yeah, because, I mean, this one clown might look really friendly, but then you think this other clown looks, you know, scary, creepy, like Lillian.
See, that's how they get you. And Ari's back, by the way, the original Jason. He's back in Clown Motel 2. And I take it he's going to make sure people respect the testicles some more.
Yeah, and if you saw the teaser trailer, he actually smacked the girl too, the lead actress.
Yeah, that's
bad. But yeah.
Somebody needs to Me Too that clown.
Yeah, yeah.
But Lily, do you, when you drew, and I've seen you, because you have dressed up as a clown, more of a jokery sort of clown, and I asked you to dress up to kind of put a clown makeup on, and I love what you have. But when you dress up for Mortis' show and you have your jokery makeup, is there a name for that character? Is there an alter ego?
Me?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. When you dress as on Mortis' show and you put on the jokery clown makeup, you're not yourself. You make the creepiest, weirdest, scariest, sexy faces I've ever seen. Like that.
I can't explain it. It's just once it's time to put on a show or once it's time to be on camera, it's some just totally different person takes over. Joe can vouch for that. I'm a goofball right up until he says action. I'm a goofball.
I've seen all your sides, but I got to tell you, sometimes I watch on stage, and every now and then you'll shoot a look, not shoot me necessarily, but the audience a look, and I'm legitimately scared. Well, I've got to be honest with you. Go ahead. Say something while you're doing that.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
That was great. That was great.
I hope we got most of that on YouTube, but I got to say, as I saw Heath Ledger, I saw Joaquin Phoenix, the crazy clown faces you make put them to shame.
This is why I want to be punchline.
Yes. Now, what is your favorite clown movie besides Clown Motel, Lillian? Do you like Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I have to admit, I really enjoy Clown Motel. I'm going to enjoy Clown Motel 2, Clowny, and all the above, obviously. Not right. Just because I'm in them. but it's... otherwise, I do enjoy the It movies, It films, especially the remakes. I thought they were done beautifully. They actually followed the book scene for scene, and I like how in-depth they actually got with the mental fucked-upness about it. Right. The more fucked up and the more depth of the psychosis you go, and the more you're able to show the other side of the dark side of that psychosis as like a dream world to me, that's amazing to me.
Right.
I like that. I think that needs to be done more. More of the stuck in the mentality of the mental fucked upness of the killer and how he sees everything as he's doing it.
Right. And did you like Joker? Did you think he was creepy?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. I loved it. It was beautifully done. It was beautifully art. It was a beautiful art film. And I think he really impersonated the Joker and the mental fucked upness and how the, as I call it, we call it laughing syndrome, actually happens in real life.
Right. To you? Now she's laughing. So I guess that's a yes. No, we had a big, you, me, and Mortis, had a big debate about the 4-hour Justice League. I did want to touch on that because there is a Joker in there at the end. It's Jared Leto,
yes.
And he still sucks. Same voice,
no.
Same laugh, same shitty fucking take on the Joker.
Am
I wrong?
No. He hit the Joker from the comics on perfect cue. He was perfect.
No, he grew his hair long. Rolling. He didn't have the tattoos, but it's the same voice and the same shitty laugh that he had in the Suicide Squad.
You know, we need to give you a permanent smile.
Yeah, no. His makeup was better. I'll give you that.
But I like Joker. That may be an unpopular opinion, but I do. I think he has, some of my friends who know him say he's kind of actually very creepy in real life, and apparently he did a bunch of pranks to the people on the set. Like, so he embodies a part of himself. He's like channeling part of himself when he plays the Joker.
That's great, but he still sucked. In my opinion, I like Suicide Squad. I thought Suicide Squad was a lot of fun, but it's a tough thing to do. I'll give you that. He was trying so hard not to sound like Heath Ledger that he didn't sound like anything. He did like 10 different voices, stupid laugh. Anyway, I lost Lillian on that one. Now, Lillian, since you enjoy the 4-hour Justice League, have you and Mortis watched the 4-hour Black and White Justice League?
Not yet. We're going to probably this evening.
Oh. Because I was going back and forth with Lillian and Mortis about the Justice League. And Mortis said, it's so good, so much better than the other one, because the color palette is better.
Yes.
Which I've never watched a movie for the color palette, but I'll take his word for it. I'm colorblind, so I don't know. Then they come out with a black and white.
Watch it.
They're ripping everybody off for these subscriptions at HBO Max. I'm just telling you.
No, I don't know. It's totally worth it, especially if you watch that, plus all the reboots, plus the Kong versus Godzilla, which is fucking amazing.
It's okay. I saw it. It's all right.
And Mortal Kombat's coming out at the end of this month. Now,
Here's the thing, and we're getting back to you, Joseph. Don't worry about it. Here's the thing about Mortal Kombat. I don't know. I don't know how we got sidetracked on this, but this is probably going to be the biggest show we ever had because we're talking about this shit.
I saw
Facebook was going nuts. Mortal Kombat, the new movie, the trailer is so amazing. I watched the trailer, I was bored to tears. There's no techno music. Where's the techno music? It's Mortal Kombat.
Other than that, the graphics and characters are amazing.
I don't know. I everything there they did in the first movie is just better special effects. And no techno. They need some techno or some industrial music. That's all I'm saying.
I'm looking forward to Mortal Kombat. I think it's this generation's Mortal Kombat. We had our Mortal Kombat back in the day, which is fucking amazing. And it has techno and one of the hottest Sonya Blades I've ever seen. But yeah, this is the new Mortal Kombat, which is for this generation. And they're doing a great job giving Asian actors parts. And I really respect that.
I'll give you that. But I don't know. Anyway, so me and Lillian, I just trashed on all the HBO Max movies. She loves them. So that's everybody agrees to disagree. So that's good.
I have something to say.
Oh, please. I was just going to say, I wish Lillian was the Joker in the Justice League movie. It would have been so much better. But go ahead, Nicole. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think Tim Curry as Pennywise is one of the best clowns of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Joseph, you agree with that?
I can't disagree. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah. I think she's right.
But the new guy was good.
Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, Bill Skarsgård was good, and it was a different look. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I talked over you. What did you say?
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I'm really bad with names, but no, the one who did the new Ed as well, I thought he did really well as well, but yeah, really good as well.
Bill Skarsgård.
Who is such a hunk outside of the clown makeup, which is
well, if you watch, he has another series. I think it's still on Netflix called Hemlock Grove, produced by Eli Roth,
right?
And it's really fucking good. And he plays a vampire, so almost the same sort of thing, just a little different. No clown makeup, but the same sinisterness. This is not Twilight. This is like a real vampire and a real werewolf who happen to have like a rivalry/friendship. In this weird town.
And our friend and last week's guest, Amazon Eve, is in that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, Joseph, we got sidetracked, and I apologize about that. I know you're like in your car, and you really want to drive.
Yeah, no worries.
Now, did you start acting? Did you start directing?
Yeah, no. For some reason, I was thinking out. Yeah, no, I started directing and producing first, you know, starting middle school, just making these short films. And then my first feature was out of college when I was about 21, community service. And, you know, I gave myself a little role with that, couple-day role, just for the hell of it. And I always liked the producing, directing, creating side, everything from writing to video editing. But starting to get more into acting right now as, you know, besides my own productions, like this year I was like one of the main creatures in Tommyknockers, my whole film.
Lead
actor and Compatible, so that'll be good too. So Compatible, I'm a serial killer. Tommyknockers, I'm one of those monsters.
Back up, Joseph, because Lillian's jaw literally dropped when you said that you're gonna be a Tommyknocker.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Pretty good Tommyknocker.
Is that gonna be a movie? Is that gonna be on streaming or?
Rock, I can't say who I killed, I guess. The phone's not out.
Okay.
Well, get the audiobook on Audible and find out what happens to him. Audibletrial.com/DMS. But you said Ron Howard's directing the Tommyknockers? Joseph?
No, that was the Mahal brothers. Actually, it was Michael Sue. Mahal brothers just produced it.
Okay. I don't know where I heard Ron Howard from, but... Tommyknockers, that's a big deal. Now, is that going to be on streaming or is that going to be a movie?
Yeah, I mean, all their movies do pretty well as well. I mean, we're pretty much with the same distribution companies half the time. But, you know, they'll do Walmart, Redbox, they've done. I don't know if they did Netflix yet, but probably this time they will.
Okay. Well, Joseph, what was the response to Clown Motel when it came out? Do you have a lot of – do you have, like – are there fans, like – a legion of fans like clownies that love this Clown Motel. Do you have obsessive fans?
Yeah, some random messages, some strange messages, you know, like, yeah. Like some of them were asking about like Hammy, like his underwear or something. I'm like, what is this? You know, But yeah, no, we got a lot of fans from all over the place. Clown Motel was pretty good worldwide. We were in about 10, 11 different countries. We placed number 14 in the box office in Turkey in 2019. Top 600 worldwide in 2019. You know, Microsoft, I guess pretty much any platform you could think of we were on. So that's really good. So, you know, for Clown Motel 2, I just hope for better. And hopefully we get Netflix as well.
Twice the clowns.
We'll get Netflix. Amazon, we'll get Hulu, we'll get them all.
Yeah, I can see
get
that.
Them all, yeah.
So what are the weird messages did you get? Somebody wanted to get a clown's underwear, you said? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's just all different. It's always different ones, but I think that was one of them. Yeah, one girl actually paid to get in the hot tub with Tammy, so I thought that was pretty pretty unique. But overall, all of our fans seemed pretty good. You know, nothing too crazy. They're just, you know, loving horror clown family, I guess.
Now, I know the first movie was you had a GoFundMe. Did you have that for this movie as well?
Oh, we did. Yep. And with that, you know, I mean, we get some funding from that. I do some personal funding and we have some outside funding as well. So we kind of just put it all together. Yeah. And see what we could make at the end. And yeah, right now we're in post-production. We got about 45 minutes done. We shot all of our production scenes, including last week where we shot 18 pages overall. And I mean, we have a June 26th premiere and we should be released worldwide July, August 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, coming soon.
Yay.
No, GoFundMe is the way to go. I mean, it's great that people have, you know, they can contribute to what they want to see. I interviewed non-horror director Hal Hartley a few years ago, and that's all he does now. He doesn't even submit to studios. He just puts a GoFundMe, and he does it for really low money, and he's able to do it. I don't know how you guys did it before.
Yep. Yeah. And with that, it's great. You know, with Kickstarter, you could do perks, you know, $20, get your DVD, get your name in the movie, become an associate producer for $400, you know, then we got bigger perks where you could be in the movie. But overall, I think it's great to build up your fan base that way, have people interact with you. And yeah, I just think it makes the movie better. And if you're doing the film under $250,000, it's worth it rather than have a studio just buy you out and you don't see anything later on.
Right. Now, Lillian, speaking of fans, I followed you on OnlyFans. I was doing I had a whole experiment where I was on OnlyFans, and you followed me back, which is great because I had no naked pictures on there. But since you did follow me back, I was thinking about it. But I had a few friends. I try it out, see what it is, and I found out it's an online strip club. It's basically you pay something, and then they're trying to get you to buy more. But have you had any weird fans from your OnlyFans or anything else?
No, thankfully not yet.
Well, that's good. It's just weird. It's, I gotta be honest. It was so weird that, cause you reached out to, it's weird that I saw you naked. So let me just say that. So I saw you naked and then you followed me back. It's so weird. And I'm sorry. I apologize to Mortis for
Mark.
I apologize to Mortis for me, please. I didn't know what I was doing when I accepted you and started looking at pictures. So I apologize. But anyway, but you must be happy now. The pandemic's over. All the cool, creepy events are coming back on.
I'm actually currently trying to get in talks to Days of the Dead about doing a bloodbath performance there for Days of the Dead in Vegas. So, fingers crossed.
Now, what is that in Vegas?
Days of the Dead. It's like a horror, big horror convention.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. I could see.
I have a question. So, Lillian, now that we have, like, basically, the only options before were like Bar Sinister and Batcave, but we're not going to Batcave anymore. And Bar Sinister, I don't really go there for personal reasons. So where should I go that's still goth and still worth going to?
Honestly, it's all up in the air right now. Personally, I don't know where to go because I don't know what's reopening, what's not. I know that Mortis and I have been in talks about starting our own little thing. So keep your ears chilled for that.
I also
very hesitant at the moment. So we're thinking about doing our own little thing once every few months or something. It's still in talks. So I'll keep you posted, I promise.
Cool. Thanks. It was just a curious question.
I was thinking about that myself because the comedy clubs are totally opening up, but the golf clubs, not so much.
The only other thing I could recommend is I'm also a featured performer for Love and Lust Events, Swoon Entertainment.
I still go to
underground.
Yeah, Parrish is really cool. At least I always get along with it.
I'm one of the VIP featured performers for all of his events. So.
Is there a Love and Lust event coming up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's up at the end of April.
Yep, the end of April, we're looking at an event. You have to sign up on our website to get the actual info.
Yeah, you have to become a member, Mark. They have a membership site now.
I thought I was already a member. I don't know. I've known their parents forever. I thought I was already a member. I thought I was in.
If you're not registered as a member on the website,
I'm gonna come with Joseph and I'll bring the Cena brothers. That way I can get her to the front of the line. But
that sounds good. I'm gonna have to step out, guys. Unfortunately.
No, Joseph. Before you step out, let everybody know where they can get a hold of you and the everything you got coming up.
Yeah, of course. So Clown Motel 2, you can look out for it this summer. We got Clowny filming. Next, we have Appetite for Sin. We're actually running. Lillian's a part of that, too. I think she's going to do some kind of bloodbath. She could tell you more about that later. But the official Kickstarter for that is officially live now, along with perks from our past movies, compatible Clown Motel 2 and all that. But that's it. And I'm on Facebook. I'm Joseph Kelly, A. Joe Kelly Production. I don't really use Twitter, but A. Joe Kelly Film. I really appreciate you coming on the show and stuff and everything else. And yeah, you guys were fun.
I'm glad you had fun, Joseph. Drive safely and all the best to your family and to your son.
All right. Likewise. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And I'll see you later.
Have a good day, Joseph.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye, Nicole. Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Bye, Joseph. Okay, now we can talk about him. He's gone.
No, but I sent him a request so I can keep up with his work. I think that I always am about supporting independent artists. So.
Yeah, no, Clown Motel is a good watch. I think Clown Motel 2 is going to be even better because Lillian's
in it.
What is your best? Do you kill anybody in Clown Motel 2? Be honest, Lillian.
You'll have to watch it and find out.
Okay. So you don't get it. That's a yes. I'm guessing that you do.
You'll have to watch and find out.
No spoilers, Mark.
I'm trying to get the whole spoiler. Trust me, I want to get the spoilers for Clown Motel 3 and 4. I'm trying to get way ahead of the game, the Clown Motel. So, Lillian, what was the last time that you were that you stayed in a haunted place?
Oh, geez. Our house is a haunted place. Does that count?
Really? Do you hear things in the night and ghosts and spirits?
Well, between being on an old reserve and land that used to belong to natives and off in the middle of the desert and living in an old RV that's already haunted with your own haunted stuff in it.
Right.
Oh.
I was going to ask you a question about sex magic, but we'll say that for the next time. But I was going to say, I've been trying to throw this in, but we skipped it the last couple of weeks. And I asked Mortis this, so I have to ask you, what is your fetish?
Yeah, he asks everybody what their fetish is.
What their fetish is. I asked Mortis, I asked Noel, I asked everybody, except the last couple of weeks I didn't ask, but I did want to ask
you. We should have asked Amazon Eve what her fetish was. I'm curious.
I kind of skirted around that, but what is your fetish? What are you into?
It's all about the mental, the mental game and the mentality that they have. The darker, the creepier, the more dark they are mind-wise as well as intelligent, that's it.
Nice.
That's a good answer. This is a good question. We're getting good answers.
I like the question. I think it's a great question.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
like,
everybody has a fetish that we interview.
I was expecting everybody to say, you know, I like the butt, but everybody's giving intelligent answers, and Mortis did too, and you did. So it sounds like you guys are right for each other. So, Lillian, where does the time go? I like you as a clown. I think it's a good look. Did you go to the circus when you were a kid?
Actually, I only got to go to the circus once as a kid.
Yeah, did you like it?
My dad took me for my 13th birthday for my first time ever, and it was a very unforgettable but very fun experience, and that's what created everything else.
Yeah, and Nicole, did you ever go to the circus when you were a kid?
I did. I went once to Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
I did. Yep.
Did you like it?
As you know, I wrote that circus scene in the story that you're helping me to adapt for film. Mm-hmm. I like the circus as kind of a creep show type factor. I like to make it a little bit more eerie, like the carny is a little bit more evil. Like, definitely I like the way people portray a dark circus versus just when I went to the circus. I like the mystique of it.
Right. It's so weird because I went to the circus when I was a kid, and I don't know, I wasn't into it. But then as I'm an adult, I think I would have loved it. And I've had so many people on the show that I'm so obsessed with circus stuff. I've dated clowns. You know, the trapeze, now I see where the danger is. So I would dig it. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, I just didn't appreciate it. But yeah, there's something about clowns. They're not funny, but they're interesting.
Clowns are art. Like, they're literally walking, talking art. So I think that's what makes them interesting.
Yeah.
Each clown is a little different.
The funniest thing is they're not funny, right? Right, Lillian? They're not funny. Has a clown ever made you laugh?
A lot of clowns have made me laugh.
Okay. All right. I've never had a clown make me laugh once, but.
But I also laugh at the ones that are murdering people and think it's hilarious.
Yeah. If you can't laugh at that, what can you laugh at? Anyway, Lillian, as always. And Nicole, was there any other questions you had for Lillian? Because I know that you've wanted to touch base with her.
No, I'm happy we finally had you on the show. Like, I thought early on you guys would be good guests. I haven't really hung out with you and Mortis much outside of Facebook, but I think we've all been getting really connected on Facebook lately. So I was just curious to get to know you better.
Hopefully it wasn't too disappointing.
Well, I will see you at Parrish's party. I will be there. So,
I was going to say, what do you think, Nicole, now that you've met her?
Oh, I like her, but I already liked her content. I knew I'd like her. And I know about the drama. It's part of the reason I don't go to Bar Sinister. So I feel you. Like, I understand what you go through and your posts and stuff. So I just thought you seemed like a really cool chick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, yeah, I will see you at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we talk about the drama, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Lillian, we're not going to
talk about it. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and all the places you are on social media and your OnlyFans and whatever else you'd like to go throw out there, which is worth it.
You can catch me on Facebook. Look up Lillian Mortis. Instagram, Lillian Sin Official. OnlyFans, Lillian Mortis, Scream Queen. Twitter, Lillian Mortis. You can also catch me in Clown Motel 2, upcoming sci-fi film Tapeworms by Jake Perry, and also Appetite for Sin with Joseph Kelly and Matthew Vanesh. So, till then, guys.
Yes, and what is Appetite for Sin about, by the way? I'm curious.
Appetite for Sin? Let's just say it's about a bunch of vampires that have some fun. That's all I'm allowed to
say. Now you tell me. Okay, it's a vampire movie. All right. And Nicole, you give everybody your social media and how they can improve their social media.
Correct. So I am at Nicole Six Books on Instagram. And I have taken it up 2,000 followers in the last year. So if you would like someone to help you grow your Instagram, I am doing that for great rates right now. And they're real followers, not bots, people that will actually be engaged with your work and buy your products. So you can just drop me a DM and I will talk to you about growing your fan base. I'm also working on a short story, finally, the first one I've written this year. It's about vampires. And I'm working with a publisher in Australia to put out a new book called 13. And that'll be next year, but you're going to see some hints from my vampire story soon. And I'm also working on a screenplay with Mark, which we hope to have done this year.
Yes, it will be done. It will be done. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media, including TikTok now.
Yay, we're on TikTok. You'll be seeing
me twerking very soon. And Lillian, always a pleasure. And I'm so glad that the world's finally caught up and you're being very successful.
And you deserve all your success, 100%.
I think you will be signing at horror conventions before you know it.
That is the goal, I hope so. Oh, don't forget, we have a web series / mini series film coming out soon too, from Mortis.
Right. So much stuff. Fun. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.